Good morning. Some scattered clouds have been passing through from time to time overnight and now early this morning, actually keeping the temperature up a touch overnight. Most places starting off in the 50s this morning to right around 60 degrees. It is a dry start to the day, though, as the clouds are a function of some energy passing through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Some more energy will be passing through today in the northwest wind flow, but it will produce no more than scattered clouds, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds through the morning and into the afternoon, carrying temperatures into the lower to mid-70s on average. As we get into the night tonight, high pressure will dominate and skies will be mostly clear. Temperatures will drop off pretty quickly after sunset, reaching overnight lows mainly in the lower 50s, with some of the higher terrain getting back into the 40s. So a cooler start tomorrow morning, but we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine once again, a bit of a northwest wind flow still, and low humidity, and temperatures once again to start the weekend will be in the middle 70s. In fact, a ridge of high pressure will dominate right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week, keeping the weather mostly dry, sunny, with low humidity. Highs will be in the mid-70s on Sunday and Monday. It'll stay in the lower to mid-70s on Tuesday, and with plenty of dry weather, we'll bump it up into the middle and upper 70s on Wednesday. By Thursday, we'll look for the next front to approach with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Harvey, located now about 180 miles southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, and moving toward the northwest at 9 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, Harvey will make landfall on the middle Texas coast tonight or early tomorrow. Harvey is then likely to meander near or just inland of the mid-Texas coast through the weekend. Maximum sustained winds are near 105 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is possible, and Harvey is expected to become a major hurricane before it reaches the middle Texas coast. Harvey is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 15 to 25 inches and isolated maximum amounts of 35 inches over the middle and upper Texas coast through next Wednesday. During the same time period, it's expected to produce total rain accumulations of 7 to 15 inches in far south Texas and the Texas Hill Country eastward through central and southwest Louisiana, with accumulations of up to 7 inches extending into other parts of Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley. Rainfall from Harvey will cause devastating and life-threatening flooding. Hurricane warnings, storm surge warnings, and flood warnings have all been issued for a large part of eastern Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with a west wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 59 degrees, the dew point 53. 81% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature, 66, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.76 inches for the month, which is 99 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 31.80 for the year, which is 6.34 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 59, the record high 99 set in 1947, and the record low 35 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasantly cool today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, comfortably cool today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and comfortably cool today with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s, mostly sunny for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all 3 days in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s on Wednesday, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise dry and partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.